Today is a very special day in our family.
今天这是在我们我家里，这是个非常特别的日子。
It is my mother's significant birthday.
这是我母亲的生日。
It is also my brother's significant birthday.
这也我
elder brother,
younger brother.
这也是我弟弟的生日。
It is also my daughter-in-law's birthday.
这也是我媳妇的生日。
I could name two others, but I won't.
我还可以提另外两个名字，但是我就不提。
So if you forget this birthday, you've missed five people in our family.
所以我说我忘掉这个生日或生日。
So our birthday cards went out early last week.
所以在上礼拜我很早就把生日卡寄出。
But this verse that we read, this is the day which the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it, is my mother's absolutely favorite verse.
刚刚我们读的诗篇118篇，这是我们主所定的日子，我们在其中要高兴欢喜，这是我母亲最喜欢的诗句。
It came from a song that I taught my mother as she was considering becoming a Christian.
这是从一首歌，当我母亲快要变成基督徒的时候，我教她唱的。
And when she passes away, this is the verse that will go with her to her grave.
当他去世的时候，这一首诗句也会跟他一起进入他的坟墓。
It will be in English and it will be in Hawaiian, which is her native language.
这会是用英文还有夏威夷文一起写的，因为他是夏威夷人。
And the context says that it was Jesus whom the people rejected that became the marvelous foundation for which God would build his church.
在这边讲到被众人所弃的耶稣基督变成我们教会的基石。
And it was all God's doing, and so my mother chose this verse because it is a glorious day when you recognize that Jesus is the cornerstone and nothing firm can be built in life and eternity without Him.
所以这是我母亲所选择一个句子，这是表示了耶稣基督，因为他成了这个我们的基石，没有任何事情能够建筑在这上面。如果不是建筑在这一块基石上面的话，就会不是那么稳固。
So we thank the Holy Spirit for starting the day off with this great reminder of the power and the insightfulness of His Word.
我们感谢我们圣灵提醒我们，今天用他这么一句充满能力的诗句来开始我们今天的聚会。
Brothers and sisters, I've been coming to this church about 20 years now.
弟兄姐妹，我来这个教会已经有大概20年的时间。
And I love to drive here because it's not just another preaching time.
我很喜欢开车来这边，因为这不单单是一个讲道的时间。
It is a time to see growth, and it is a time to see many people and many people who are on a journey.
这也是来这边看到我们弟兄姐妹成长，而且是看到每个人在这个旅程上的时候。
And that wonderful song today by the Hallelujah Chorus has deep insights into Jesus first, and then the Word and the other helps that God gives.
今天哈利路亚诗班所唱的诗里头，他讲到我们一切以耶稣基督为首，然后其他的帮助是跟随在其后。
And of all the messages that I have preached, I think this one, this particular scripture, is the most important one for me to listen to and very important for us to receive because it can be the turning point, the tipping point in our transformation into being like Christ.
所以在我这个属灵的一生当中，这个诗句呢，是我们的一个非常重要的转捩点，让我们变成更像耶稣基督。
I know many Christians who are not spending enough time in the Word of God to hear the Lord's voice clearly.
我知道有些基督徒他们没有花很多时间在神的话语上，以至于他们没办法清晰地听到神的声音。
And you can hear it when they start to drift in life and look for answers and are confused and they're not sure where the direction is.
你可以听到，因为他们在这个人生漂泊，他们找不到他们所要找的答案。
And so I would encourage you today as we read together Isaiah chapter 6 verses 1 through 8 to let the Word of God come in through our busyness and our various obstacles.Let it come in and soak in and help us as God prepares us to hear him today.
所以当我们今天我们读以赛亚书第六章第一到第八节的时候，求神来帮助我们，让他的话语能够真正进入到我们的心，来帮助我们来明白神的话语。
Now I know you're comfortable, but would you please rise once again?
我知道大家都坐很舒服，那可以请大家都起立啊。
We're rising out of the respect of God's word. I want to read all the way through in English with the English readers, chapter 6 in Isaiah 1 through 8, and then the Mandarin speakers, okay?
我们先用英文来读以赛亚书第六章第一到第八节，然后我们再用中文来读。
Okay, let's read together. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called out to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the thresholds trembled at the voice of him who called out, while the temple was filling with smoke. And then I said, Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs. He touched my mouth with it and said, Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sins forgiven. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And then I said, Here am I, send me.
好，我们从第一节读到第八节。当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉弗侍立，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。那时我说，祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。有一撒拉弗飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的，将炭沾我的口，说，看啊，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说，我在这里，请差遣我。
Very good. Please be seated, but not too comfortably.
好，请大家坐下。
Brothers and sisters, the ultimate word for describing God's character, the ultimate word is holy.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道最终的能够来形容神的特性的一个字就是圣洁。
And holiness is what God wants to see developing in our lives every day.
圣洁也是神愿意在我们日常生活中所看到一个特性。
Holy on holy, our foundation for communicating with God is that we are being transformed into Christians who commit ourselves to be holy in our inner and our outer lives.
我们能够在我们的里面的生活，还有我们外面的生命，都能够被神能够改变，能够显出这个圣洁。
Now I'm going to show you a picture of a house and I'm going to tell you it's very cheap and I'd sell it to you except one thing, you cannot change anything about the house.
我有一个房子我要卖给你们，但是很便宜的卖给你，但是你们不能改变这个房子任何地方。
Take a good look. You can buy it, it's cheap, but you can't change anything about it.
这个房子你可以买，但是你没办法，不能改变它任何一个地方。
Do you think you sleep well at night?
你认为你晚上可以平安的入睡吗？
Any of you fall out of bed? Any of you walk too hard in rooms? perhaps this foundation would make you very uneasy, although it's a good price.
如果你从床上掉下来，或者你在地板上用力的走动的时候，你会觉得非常不安。但是呢，这个是很便宜的一栋房子。
You can see that the foundation is very questionable. It doesn't give you the relaxation or the assurance that it's going to stay up there.
你可以看到这房子根基让你非常的担心，它是不是能够支撑得住。
I know some naughty boys who would come and maybe push.If nobody was looking.
我知道有些调皮的男孩子，也许没有人看到什么，他们会来推这个房子。
When I first saw this, I thought, "Oh my goodness, how in the world are they going to fix this?"
当我看到这个房子的时候，我在想说，他们怎么能够来修理这个房子呢
？And then I noticed they had some foundations at the bottom where they were already planning to rebuild the foundation with concrete and start to strengthen the foundation.
但是我就看到他在这个房子底下他有一些根基他们正准备用这个钢筋水泥来重建他的根基
and as I drive by it now and look at it they are finished with the foundation and the home is starting to be sure and secure
然后当我现在开过这个房子的时候我看到他的根基已经差不多完工了而且这个房子能够开始能够看得让你觉得非常的稳固
and the price has gone up
然后这个房价也上升了。
The foundation of all Christian belief and all Christian behavior, the foundation is the holiness of God.
我们基督徒的这个信仰和我们的行为的这个根基呢，就是这个就是神的圣洁。
And everything we believe in as Christians.Should come from the holiness of God.
我们基督徒所相信的所有的事情都必须要从神的圣洁而生。
And everything we do, all our actions, should be founded on God making us more holy as we choose to let Him transform us inside.
我们所做的一切事情都要从这个让愿意让神能够从我们里头真正的改变我们成为圣洁开始。
Our habits, our thought life, our emotions, our goals should all be in the process of letting God transform us into holier people.
我们的一切行为，我们的习惯，我们都是愿意让神继续的改变我们，让我们能够越来越圣洁。
Not perfect people who never make mistakes and never sin.
并不是成为一个完全不犯罪或是一个非常完全的人。
But gradually people who are beginning to desire to be holy so we can understand God better and be at peace with Him.
让我们能够渐渐地变成我们寻求圣洁而且让我们能够在与神能够得到从神那边得到平安。
In the passage we just read, there is King Uzziah who has just died and there's Isaiah who is going to be called to be a major prophet.
刚刚我们读的那段经文这么讲到乌西亚王刚刚去世而且以赛亚刚刚被呼召要成为很重要的一位先知
So the first character who is dead King Uzziah The question is who is this King Uzziah
所以第一个人物乌西亚他刚刚去世现在问题是乌西亚到底是怎么样的一个人
I'll summarize this passage King Uzziah became an effective king because he kept seeking God and kept doing what was rightIn God's eyes.
乌西亚他是个好王，因为他不断的寻求神的心意，而且他不断的做在神眼中看为好的事情。
God helped Uzziah build weapons of war and train an effective army, and built great buildings.
神训练了乌西亚怎么样设计好的武器，建立好的军队，然后建造好的房子。
And King Uzziah, the scripture says, was a man of the land. In other words,He gardened. He created garden. He worked fertile soil, so he understood the earth.
所以在经文里头讲，乌西亚他是一个喜欢农事的人，所以他的国土也是非常的这个农作物生产非常的丰盛。
But this scripture says in the context, when King Uzziah became strong, his heart became very proud and he acted corruptly.
所以经文也讲到，当他非常的成功，他的国家非常强盛，他这乌西亚王就变得非常骄傲，他的行为也就败坏。
His heart became so proud that he went into the temple and he tried to take over what only the priests were supposed to do, and that was to offer at the altar worshipful sacrifices.
所以他是那么的骄傲，他以至于他到了圣殿，他做只有祭司能够做的事情，他去献祭。
So he took away the priest's only job and he tried to do their job, and that was very, very, very evil in God's sight, and God struck him right there with leprosy from the forehead down.
因为他接管了祭司所做的唯一的事情，所以当时呢神就处罚了他，他得了麻风病。
So this is the king, and he now has to live separately from the people. He has to live in a separate house, and he's cut off from the house of the Lord.
所以这个王呢，因为他得了麻风病，他必须分开住，而且他被从神的家里剪除。
Here are some of the lessons that we can learn from Uzziah's life.
这个功课是我们可以从乌西亚王身上所学到的。
A lack of thankfulness to God can lead to pride that can destroy us.
我们缺乏对神的感恩的心，就会导致我们的骄傲，这就会引致我们的败亡。
And so we must cultivate a thankful heart so that we can keep thanking the Lord and not let ourselves think that because we are successful, we have done this.
所以我们必须要不断的 有一个感恩神的心，所以我们不会认为说因为是靠我们自己我们能够做到种种的事情。
Brothers and sisters, how many of you know that the Word of God says that God always opposes proud people?
我们知不知道神讲过神阻挡骄傲的人？
Life isn't hard enough, we're proud, amen?
We don't want God because of our pride to stop us.
Uzziah grew proud and God needed to strike him and humble him.
乌西亚他变得非常的骄傲，所以神要处罚他，让他变成谦卑。
We learn from Uzziah's life that no leader is ever successful from his or her own efforts.
我们从乌西亚王的例子我们学
到， successful leaders must thank God for the people who have helped that leader become successful.
所以一个成功的领导人他必须要感谢神，让他周围有些人帮他成功。
And what we learn from Uzziah's life is many start well in life, but actually few finish well.
我们从乌西亚王身上学到的例子就是很多人他有好的开始，但是有圆满的结束。
I have heard that Wang Dao used to say this and remind me, start well, but few finish well.
我记得王明道弟兄也常常用这句话来提醒弟兄姐妹，就是 很多人有好的开始，但是很少人能够有圆满的结束。
Now, brother, I don't want to discourage you by telling you that many start well, few finish well, because the ones who finish well, that can be us. Amen?
弟兄姐妹，我不想觉得气馁，因为这个。
And we never know when it's our day to depart from earth. Amen?
我们不知道我们什么时候会离开这个世界。
I kind of like that. It sort of keeps me very alert and on the brink and not resting too long.
所以我很喜欢这句话，它让我常常战战兢兢，能够不会非常不会自满。
Well.
我的个人的目标，而且我的两个儿子他们跟随我，我们的目标就是要有圆满的结束。
I hope it's a long time from now.
我希望这是一个很离现在很长很久的一段时间。
But it's exciting to know it may not be.
但是我们知道这个也许不是很长的一段时间。
Okay. So you have, now I ask, who is Isaiah?
所以我现在问了，谁是以赛里头的那个人？
How many of you can honestly say you've read something from Isaiah, the book of Isaiah? Hands.
有哪些人可以说我真正的从以赛亚书读了以赛亚书呢？
Okay. Isaiah is considered the greatest Old Testament prophet.
以赛亚他是在旧约里头大家认为是一个最伟大的一个先知。
Isaiah is quoted at least 50 times to men.
引用他的话有五十多次。
And Isaiah now, as he comes into the temple, he is a high government legal scribe who was faithful through five ruling kings. He could last that long. He was faithful, and he was a scribe, so he was a high-level government official.
以赛亚他是一个政府里头，他是一个非常高阶层的一个文士的这个国王。
Isaiah was to be the most righteous person in that kingdom.
以赛亚在当时他们认为他是最虔诚的一个，最正直的一个人。
Isaiah had high integrity. He was very honest, and he sought to please God regularly.
以赛亚他是非常正直而且非常诚实，人们都认为他一直是要不断的在取悦神的一个人。
In today's idiom, we could say.
用今天的话来说，今天这是一个很得神喜悦的一个人。
And he walks into the temple, knowing that King Uzziah was proud and has died and did not finish well. He walks into the temple and he's together. He's got it together. He's not hurting. And he's honest, and he has it, and he begins to see angels first.
当以赛亚进入这个圣殿的时候，他并不因为乌西亚去世，他重点该怎么做？他首先就看到了撒弗。
Okay, slide the next slide, slide eight. As he comes, picture it. As he comes into the temple, he knows the story of King Uzziah, and he comes in, and he doesn't know it is going to be the turning point of his entire life.
当他以赛亚走入这个圣殿，他知道乌西亚王的故事。他走进这个圣殿的时候，他不知道这。Brothers
and sisters, how many of you yet?
弟兄姐妹，我们知不知道神在我们身上所做的工作还没有完成？
And how many of you know, in his great love, he can surprise you?
还有哪些人大家同意，就是说，因为他的大爱，他可以常常给我们带来一个非常让我们惊奇的事情。
And God is going to go on the inside of Isaiah, not only holiness, but he's going to break in order to build him.
神将要进入到以赛亚的心里，显示出他是如何的圣洁。他不但是要将以赛亚破碎，而且他要重建以赛亚。The
angels who are flying are called seraphs.
这些在天空飞的这些天使叫做撒拉弗。
And the seraph, the meaning of to burn,
是指就是燃烧,
and it symbolizes burning and cleaning and purifying.
它就代表了燃烧，然后来洁净。
And even the seraphs have to shield their eyes from looking at God's holiness.
即使是撒拉弗，他们也要把自己的眼睛遮住。 在神的圣洁前面，他也要把自己的眼睛遮住。
And brothers and sisters, what is it that the angels shout three times?
他们呼喊了三次什么呢？
And in Chinese?
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Okay, that's all they're saying. They're just saying holy, holy, holy.
这些天使他们就呼喊了圣哉，圣哉，圣哉三次。
Only once in the Bible will you find an attribute of God like love or mercy. Only once in the Bible will you find it three times in a row. Holy, holy, holy. Not love, love, love. Patience, patience, patience. Mercy, mercy. No. The ultimate description of God is holy, holy, holy.
所以我们知道在圣经里头神的特性，他有讲到他的慈爱，但是只有 讲到这个圣洁的时候，他在这边他连续讲了三次，就在这个地方，这是最大的一个属性，就是圣哉圣哉。
Brothers and sees he sees enough of the holiness of God, he starts to feel dirty.
当以赛亚看到神的圣洁，他自己就感觉了污秽。
He sees how holy God is, and then he really sees how dirty he is.
他看到神如此的圣洁，他就看到自己是
yet.
神都还没有跟他说话。
But he's beginning to see, to sense the holiness of God.
但是他可以感觉到神的圣洁。
And he doesn't know what to say.
而且他不知道该说什么话。
True story. I once was in Colorado in a mountain town, and I heard that President Ford was going to be there in the afternoon.
这是一个真实的故事。有一次我在科隆的一个城里头，那时候我听到就是这个下午福特总统要来到这里。
Now, I'm not an autograph seeker.
啊，我不是一个想要求人来签名的人。
I don't go around and find famous people and ask them to write their name on a piece of paper or my forehead or the. No. I just don't do that.
我不到处找那些名人在一张纸上写下他的名字，或在我的额头上签上他们的名字。
Here was with the most powerful nation in the United States going to be there, going to be there, and we can go see them.
但这个人是在这个世界上最强盛的国家的一个最大的一个领袖，他来到这边。
So President Ford, he's about 6'2", he was a former football player, so he was well built, and he's retired, and he's signing.
那福特总统他很强壮，他以前是打这个美式足球了，所以他在那边签名。
And I said, this is a wonderful opportunity.
我那时候在想说，这是一个很好的机会。
So I got my piece of paper, and I got ready to walk up to the former president of the United States.
哦，所以我拿出一张纸，我就把那个前任的我就准备跟那个前任总统那边去。
He used to be a center. He was good enough to go pro.
我只记得一件事情，就是他以前在密西根大学，他是打那个中锋位置，而且他的球技非常好，他甚至可以打职业。
So I walked up to the most powerful man in the world, and I say to him, "Did you play football?"
所以我走到那个世界上最有权力的一个人前面，我问他问题是你打过美式足球，我知道这个事情。他看着我，他说是我曾经打过美式足球。所以他在我给他那张纸上签上他的名字，然后他给了我，我说谢谢你总统。
What happened?
发生什么事呢？
I'm in the midst of greatness.
我在这个伟大的人前面，我让自己背部了紧张。
Isaiah is in the presence of God, and he chokes.
以赛亚也同样，他在一个伟大的神面前，他就非常的紧张，他也僵住了。
He doesn't know what to say.
他不知道该说什么。
And then he says, if you look at it, he finally gets ready to speak.
然后你们看接下来的经文，他准备要讲话。
哎呀 ，Woe is me, I am ruined.
他说祸灾，我灭亡了。
Because I'm a man with a dirty mouth, I have dirty lips.
因为我是嘴唇不洁的人。
And I live among a people who also have a dirty mouth and they have dirty lips.
我又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
And I have seen the King, the Lord of hosts, and I am really dirty.
因为我眼见大华，我自己觉得污秽。
Of all the places that he speaks about, it's his lips that he says are dirty.
他有很多地方可以提到，但是他单单提到说他是嘴唇不洁的人。
And it's Matthew 15, 18 and 19 that give us some of the clue as to why the lips are dirty.
所以在马太福音十五章十八十九节，这里讲到跟提。
Out of the mouth, out of the lips, come from the heart, and those things defile a person.
马太福音这么讲，唯独出口的是从心里发出来，这才污秽人。
For out of the heart come evil thoughts,
因为从心里发出来有恶念。
Come murders,
凶杀。
Adulteries,
奸淫。
For thefts,false witness,
妄证。
And slanders,
放毒。
These are the things.That make a person dirty.
这都是污秽人的。
And Isaiah is beginning to see it is his heart and his lips that speak that really are dirty in the presence of God Almighty.
以赛亚他就意识到这是他的心，而且从心里发出来的这些话语在圣洁的神面前是不洁的。
Now, brothers, if you start to say, I want to go home and take a nap.
况且不要说你要回去要睡个午觉。
Brother Andrews, you're making me feel terrible.
然后Andrew 弟兄，你让我觉得很尴尬。
No, I'm just preaching the word.
我只是在讲述神的话语。
But we're learning, right?
但是我们一起学习。
So, I was going to bring a live coal.
所以我现在要
要的。And he brings tongs and he has a live hot coal.
所以是天使用火剪夹着这个火热的炭火。
And he comes to Isaiah and Isaiah knows where he's not clean and the coal is going to cleanse him symbolically. Tell me, folks, what sound does it make when a live coal touches your lips? Let me hear it.Right. Turning, and then what smell does it have? And you go, barbecue. Barbecue smell. Oh, wait, that's my lips. Yeah. And this is what's happening to Isaiah. He's getting his lips cauterized with a live coal, and it is burning him, and it's cleaning him.
So, 以赛亚就是因为那个天使他拿着这个他觉得火热而且在燃烧这用这个来洁净他的唇
And so God knows that the cleansing is on. Now brothers and sisters, tell me honestly, how many of you like to be cleansed by the Lord?
所以弟兄姐妹你们是不是喜欢神来对你们做一个洁净的工作呢？
How many of you don't mind the cleansing if it doesn't hurt?
我们如果说这个洁净我们不感到疼痛我们是不是就喜欢呢
How many of you are real tough? You can eat bitterness. You can say, go ahead.
我们哪些人是非常的这个坚强虽然是很苦你还说来吧
Read the book of Job and chapter and Job is like wobbling in his theology. Right?
我们知道从约伯记他在各样的苦难当中他开始有一点这个他对神的信仰有点动摇
And God says to him, Behold, I have, no, actually, it's the angel. The seraphim says, I've touched your lips and your iniquity is taken away.
天使讲了看到罪孽便除掉你的罪恶就赦免了。
In the United States, the Catholics used to go to confession and confess their sins to the priest, and there has been enormous drop of people who want to go to confess their sins now.
在美国在天主教里头习惯性是人到这个主教来认罪忏悔但是现在我们发现就是很少人愿意到这个神父面前来忏悔。
But I grew up as a Catholic, so I can talk about the Catholics.
弟兄姐妹我从小我就是个天主教徒所以我现在可以讲天主教的事情
And the lack of confession before a priest is so low that they have now decided they're going to go where you can go online and check in and you can click and you can say and enter boom
因为是有的人愿意到神父面前认罪所以他们现在可以把这个认罪悔改这个东西放到这个网上你可以去上面填写然后用你的这个滑鼠去按一下就可以了
This is what Isaiah got online.
这个是以赛亚他在网上拿到的这个东西。
See, not that it has to hurt, but often, and guilt that weighs you down. Your sin may be forgiven, and he does not remember it, but the guilt stays with you, and that's the part you can't shake sometimes.
虽然我们的罪常常会得到赦免，但是我们那种罪恶的感觉常常一直跟随着我们。
God has taken away his sin and he has forgiven his sin and now Isaiah is clean in a brand new way.
神把赛亚的罪孽从他身上洁净的人。
Periods of silence are necessary sometimes because now Isaiah is going to receive his life call as a prophet. Now he's ready to get his call.
所以有时候有一些间断的这个沉默是可以的现在以赛亚他准备接受神的呼召
And brothers and sisters you will find the pattern when God calls a man or woman he expects them to seek forgiveness cleanse and then to be listening for the work that
当然看到当神要呼召一个人之前他必须要先认罪悔改而且他必须要得到洁净而且他必须要用耳仔细听神的呼召来做这个神呼召他们的预备
And from a dirty mouth man Isaiah becomes a cleansed person who can now speak the words of the people who not listen very often
从一个嘴唇不洁净的人，现在以赛亚得到神的洁净，他现在可以预备去传讲神的话给那些并不想听神话的人。
When God humbles us, He can restore us.
当神让我们谦卑的时候，他就可以重新的来塑造我们。
And Scripture encourages us to humble ourselves under God's might and so that proper level.
经上教导我们，我们要谦卑下来，在适当时机，神就会将我们抬高。
Brothers and sisters, how many messages have you heard about the call of God? Many.
弟兄姐妹，我们有哪些人听到关于神的呼召的事呢？
How many of you know people who are waiting for the call of God?
我们哪些人认识有些人他们在等候神的呼召呢？
That some people are really afraid.
你们哪些人认识他们有些人他们非常担心神来呼召他们呢？
I think we sense when God calls us to a work that He's going to clean us, not make us perfect. He's going to clean us and put us in a position to do something for Him that only He can do.
我们知道当神呼召我们的时候，他必须要洁净我们，并不是完完全全洁净，但是他预备我们唯有神能够做得到的事情。
Brothers, in honesty, how many of you know that when it is prayer time, when people are going to gather, how many of you sense right here, oh my, that's hard work?
我们有哪些人当我们准备一起去祷告的时候，你在心里觉得说，哦，这个是很困难的事情。
And your head says, I like prayer.
你的头讲说，我喜欢祷告。
I pray.
我也祷告。
But they're calling for a special meeting and hard.
但是有这个特别的这个祷告会，你心里就觉得非常困难。
And when God calls us to holiness, I am sorry, but what I've observed is some people go, good message. I'm not holiness? That means I'm going to be changed, and I like myself, or I like the way I am. I like my lifestyle. And after a while, the excuses get more, the call to be holy.
当神呼召我们成为圣洁的时候，我们知道有些人他就开始有点想要慢慢的远离，因为他喜欢他自己，他喜欢他自己的行为生活方式，他不愿意因为神呼召他们成为圣洁，他们就放弃他们现在有的这个生活习惯。
OK, brothers and sisters, let me apply it. Here's what I've learned about holiness.
可以用在我们身上的，就是我所学到有关圣洁的事情。
The meaning of holiness, the basic root is to separate.
这个圣洁的根本的意思就是分别。
It's to separate from common use over to sacred use.
就是把它分别出来，从俗用变成分别为圣。
So I want to be holy and decide to move from that which does not please God and move over to that which pleases Him.
当我要成为圣洁，我就要从不讨神喜悦的那个地方移到讨神喜悦的这个地方。
What we've learned actually is that holiness, you can't completely define it.
我们知道圣洁是没办法由人来完全定义。
I think sometimes
我知道神不让我们能够完全定义圣洁，是因为如果我们能够完全定义，我们就会写一本书来卖。如果我们说我知道这个圣洁，那我可以把它放到这个瓶子里，我来卖。
The study of God and His holiness will be a lifelong study, and you will never be able to completely define it.
这神我还有这个学习，我们永远没办法完全来定义。
What I've learned about holiness is that there is a part that is mysterious.
我所学到的有关圣洁，就是它有一部分它是非常奥秘的。
And because God's holiness, some of it is mysterious, we approach and then we get scared and then we back away. We come up, and because it's a mystery, we're not sure, and so we come to and back away. So we're coming and going with holiness, so we don't really get in there and understand what He's talking about.
因为神的圣洁他有他奥秘的一面，所以我们常常靠近，我们心里又有一点恐惧，我们又后退，我们常常是靠近后退，永远都没办法真正进入到神的圣洁里头。
And you can hear it in certain songs, but anyhow, the sum, brother, there is God love,
神是不是爱呢？神是不是充满 连续的呢？他是不是有恩典呢？
All of those things, right? And when the sun shines, when the solar sun shines, and there's different rays coming out from it, those rays could be seen in an analogy of holiness, merciful, gracious. You can see different rays, right?
当那个神、当太阳它照耀的时候，它不同的光线、不同角度射出、发射出去的时候，我们可以看到不同的像圣洁啦、神的恩。
When you take all of the attributes of the sun and try to sum it up at the core of the sun, at the very center, at the center of who God is, it's true He's love, it's true He's perfect. At the center of who He is, what will you find?
当我们把神的所有的特性都总结起来，在这个中心，我们发现什么呢？我们会发现这个圣洁。
And he knows that. He wants to be loved and he wants to get in us so that those characteristics will come out without being corrupted.
所以神他知道我们，所以 他也愿意我们去爱，也愿意我们有耐心，充满连续，但是他这个中心 是这个圣洁，他要我们圣经过圣洁，将神的这个这些特性就毫不客气的发挥出来。
Encouragement to us: Let God purify us for His purposes, so that we can accurately represent Him.
我们要让神他照着他的旨意来让我们成为圣洁，让我们能够非常正确的来代表他。
Brothers and sisters, show of hands, how many of you have bumper stickers on your car?
你可以举手看你们多少人车子后面有这个 贴这个标语。
Okay. How many of you know that if you have a bumper sticker and I read it, could I tell you're a Christian by that bumper sticker?
如果你车上有贴标语的时候，我们可以不可以发现说这是一个基督徒所贴的标语呢？
That's why I don't put bumper stickers on my car.
这就是为什么我不在车上贴标语。
I'm a good driver. I pay attention to the law, but I make some mistakes.
我也注意交通规则，但是我也会犯错。
I saw one the other day. I think it said Jesus would have used his turn signals.
我那天看到一个标语，他说耶稣他会用这个转弯的记号讯号。
Let God purify us so we can accurately represent Him.I mean, you're not going to be so holy that nobody comes within 3 feet of you. But so what people should begin to recognize is not cultural politeness, but a sense of, I want to be holier. Not so I can be better than you. I want to communicate with the Holy God. I want to be holier. There's a sense of commitment that people can sense sometimes about a person. They're serious about holiness. Anyhow.
所以我们要让神照他旨意来洁净我们，使我们能够真我们是因为我们想要变跟神有这个交通，也让别人因着我们这种态度能够感觉到。
I can remember when I used years ago when I taught high school that when I walked into the teacher's lounge, the language got better, it got cleaner.
以前我曾经教过高中生，但我走回这个教师他们休息的地方，我就感觉到这。
They must have thought, oh, here comes a religious.
是觉得说，哦，这个有一个虔诚的基督徒来了。
So the language changed. Have you experienced that too?
对，他们所用的言语就稍微改变。
And if that is true, that people sense something, what we want it to be is, holiness.
如果是真实的，那这就代表这些人他们可以感觉到我们所要的是我们要想要更加的圣。
What to do? We want to pursue holiness.In all areas of our life. Amen?
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们所要做，我们在凡事上要追求圣洁。
We start with guarding our heart, Proverbs 4:23.
我们开始来防守我们的心，这是在箴言四章二十三节。
Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the springs.
心胜于保守一切，因为一生。
Because the heart is hidden,We can also hide what we're thinking and see, and we know that. And sometimes when we're hiding sin, we feel dirty.
因为我们的心是隐藏的，所以我们有时我们的罪恶也是隐藏的。但是我们因为我们隐藏的罪恶，我们感到罪恶感。
And my experience is when I feel dirty, I come to the Word.
觉得污秽的时候，我不愿意来到神的话语面前。
I really don't want to sing songs that lift the Lord. I should, but I don't want to.
我虽然我应该，但是我不愿意来唱这些歌，高举神的这些诗歌。
And so there you have, you want to be holy so that you can get back in relationship with the living God. Amen?
所以这边我们要必须要成为圣洁，让我们能够再回到跟神有一个这个正确的关系。
What we want to help each other is to have attitude.
然后我们要帮助就是要以基督的心为心。
Philippians 2:5 helps us. It says, have this attitude in yourselves which was also in Christ Jesus.
在腓立比书二章五节，他这边就讲到以基督的心为心。
And then he goes down to verse 7, it says, because he emptied himself, and he took the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, being found in the appearance of a man, he became obedient to the point of death, even on the cross. So the mind of Christ, brothers and sisters, is the mind of a servant, the one who empties himself or herself, and begins to think of others,before self. That's what we want to do. We want to do this. And we can do this.
所以在这个腓立比书二章第七节这边讲到反倒虚己成了奴仆的形象成为人的样式。在这边耶稣的心就是一个仆人的心。
Then we have the attitude. And incidentally, that's what Jesus really got after. He got after the attitude of the Pharisees. He said the attitude, you're Pharisaical.You're keeping the law, but you're missing the big points.
所以我们常常看到耶稣，他就是针对法利赛人的心，他常常指责他们。
So we move to the eyes.
所以我们现在来到我们的眼睛。
Psalm 119 says, "Please, Lord, from looking at vanity."
在诗篇119篇这边讲到，转眼不看虚假。
Okay. Here's how it read in one chapter: "Turn my eyes away from worthless."things.
我们转眼不看那些毫无价值的东西。
Preserve my life according to your word.
照着你的话语来保守。
I know that there are certain channels on my cable I really, really shouldn't go there. I should not go there.
就我日常生活来说，我知道在电视节目当中有些频道是我不应该去看的。
What I will see is a dark side, and I'm not talking about adult pornography, I'm talking about other films that have that dark side. I should not go there to that
频道。我是讲到说有些频道它有那些黑暗去接触那些。
And if I go there, I feel dirty.
如果转到那些频道我就觉得自己很污秽。
So I have to turn my eyes away from the things that are going to be worthless.
我必须把我眼睛从那些毫无用处的地方上面转开。
Now, I'll give you the last. I have to do more now. I have to work harder. I have to be holy. I'm really, really tired now.
我们有哪些人觉得说，哦，现在惨了，我必须要做更多的事情才能够圣洁。我现在。
Have you seen my to-do list? Have you seen how long my to-do list is? And you're getting me more?
你有没有看到我现在要做的事情这么多你又给我 加更多的事情让我
It's a good part. Next slide. They help us, right? How does he do it? He gives us his presence, which we begin to love. He gives us his peace, which the world cannot give us his peace. And he gives us prayer power so we can sometimes see the answers to godly prayers. He is helping us, right?
所以在那边神借着他的同在平安和祷告的能力帮助我们过节的生活。
He gives us his Holy Spirit. That's an interesting title. Holy Spirit. That his job is what? Partly to help us become holy.
所以他赐给我们圣灵我们从这圣灵这个名称可以知道圣灵的工作就是要让我们成为圣洁。
And so he says, choose to be filled continually.With the Holy Spirit, don't seek to be filled occasionally.
所以我们必须选择常常让神来充满我们，而不是偶尔让一些这个没有用的东西来充满我们。
What's the old slogan? Garbage in, garbage out. That's it.
有一个俗语讲这个垃圾进，垃圾出。
Okay. And God is on our side, and so He comes along, He gives us more help. He equips us with His Word. Right? He gives to teach us, to correct. He's not giving us a long list and saying, okay, try your hardest. He's saying, I'm with you, right? He's helping us.
所以神用他的话来装备我们，让我们能够彼此教导，使人归正，并活出圣洁。在这边，神他并不是说哦，你就自己做，他是在帮助我们。
When we eat His word, sometimes it's dry. The word's not dry. We're dry.
当我们吃神的话，有时候我们觉得枯，有一些话语枯干，而是我们自己枯干。
But when we eat the word and it's really, really good, 好吃。
当我们吃他的话语，这是很好吃的。
When it's really good, we tend to smile, and I know God smiles too. He says, "Now you're eating."
当我们吃神的话语，我们觉得好吃，我们脸上展出笑容，我们知道神也看着我们，也会笑。
And then God provides fellowship with real stay on the journey, right?
所以给我们一个好的团契，里头有好的基督徒，让我们能够在这个旅程上，我们有帮助。
So God is pulling for us. He's helping us. He wants us to come and He wants us to choose so that we can commit to being holy. So He can, holy unholy, He can communicate to us more clearly and I would say more often when He's ready.
越来越成为圣洁的时候，我们就能够彼此有更好的交通。
Okay, so if you'll stand and stretch just a bit, I'm going to read these last two verses. Just read this with me, please.
请大家一起起立，我们一起来读这两段经文。
Read this out loud with me. First in English.
大家请一起读。
I am the Lord your God. Okay, let me just hear it in Chinese, in Mandarin.
因为我是圣洁的。
I am the Lord your God. You consecrate, you separate yourself, not from sinners. We have to be in the world and making relations. Consecrate yourselves from that which is profane or dirty and be holy. Because why? I am holy, right?
Okay. 我是耶和华你们的神，所以你们要成。
And brothers and sisters, in love, I bring this message to you. I really believe that we are as holy as we choose to be.
弟兄姐妹，我是因着爱把这个信息带给你们，而且我真正的相信，我们如何圣洁，在乎我们的选择。
Amen. Pray with me, please.
大家请跟我一起祷告。
Father,
亲爱的天父
，We have understood a little bit more of your holiness today.
我们今天对你的圣洁能有多一点的认识。
With all the help you've given us,
帮助
your word,
你的话语
your Holy Spirit,
你的圣灵
your presence,
你的同在
your peace.
你的平安
your power,
你的大能
and your people,
还有你的子民
we thank you for giving us help.
我们感谢你给我们的帮助
and Lord today
主今天
in this time
在这个时候
I pray that you'll help me to choose to be holy
如何成为圣洁
from this to be holy
从今天开始我们选择成为圣洁
so that you will be pleased
你会因此而喜悦。
Help us, Father, for we really want to be yours.
亲爱的天父，求你帮助我们，因为我们愿意成为属于你的。
This is the day that the Lord has made.
这是主所定的日子。
In it.
我们选择要在其中欢喜快乐。
Committing this message and your words to you, Father.
我们把今天的信息话语都交到你面前。
Bring it to life.
求你让它成为实际
For your son's name
奉你儿子耶稣的名
And his honor
还有他的荣耀
Amen
Amen